You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Mark Long was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at the age of 12. Since then, he has adapted to life with sightless, but also opened his own gym. Yes, I'm definitely intrigued about that one. Mark Long joins us now. Mark, thank you for joining us.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
So let's start first of all with, what is your sight condition? Obviously, you've got retinitis pigmentosa. Can you tell us a little bit about your condition and how it affects you and when you got diagnosed?
I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when I was 12 years old. Thankfully, or maybe not thankfully, it didn't affect me at all until I was literally got to 40 years old. And then I started to notice a deterioration in my sight. And right now I've got kind of no real useful vision in my left eye. My right eye is very similar to, you know, the classic kind of symptoms of tunnel vision. It's very similar to looking kind of through a loo roll with frosting around the edges.
How did it feel when you were diagnosed at the age of 12 at such a young age? How did it feel to you at the time?
To be 100% honest, it was totally terrifying. And that's why when I got diagnosed, I very much buried my head in the sand and just totally ignored it for years and years and years. So we're talking sort of 1992. So there wasn't really that much information available then either. So it was very much my parents were frightened about it, obviously, because nobody wants to have to confront these kind of things. And the clinician that diagnosed me initially said, oh, you'll be blind by the time you're 16. Now, for a 12-year-old boy, that's incredibly terrifying. Well, for anybody, to be honest. And that's initially what frightened us into essentially ignoring it.
Let's now talk about how you adapted to life with sight loss. You know, what did you find the most helpful to, you know, improve and make things a bit easier for you as you were learning, you know, to change how you did certain things?
Once I went and confronted it as an adult at 40, the optician was very much put me in touch with the Eclo team. They helped me out, who then recommended that I spoke to guide dogs. And I was very fortunate to get onto the guide dog list. And I ended up with a guide dog extremely quickly. So I had my guide dog, Mary, within sort of 6 months, which ultimately is really future-proofed me, because at the moment, because my sight loss isn't complete, so I can still see a reasonable amount of stuff to get me around. So it's really helped. It's been beneficial for me with Mary being able to get around, and we can learn new routes together. And it's very much together. It's a working partnership at the moment. So like I say, just future-proofing. So if in 5 years' time I totally lose any useful vision in my right eye, at least I would have some kind of understanding of how to work with Mary. So I'm very fortunate in that sense.
Let's now talk about this then. So you have set up your own gym, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. So I set up my own gym 2 years ago. So actually opened the start of 2024, but it took about a year to build. I've always been into sports, and it was really, I wasn't academic at all at school. So it was sports that got me the whole way through, whether it be playing rugby, whether it be judo or athletics. I was very physical. So that kind of saw me through. So the obvious choice for me when I finished school was to look at potentially working in a gym or becoming a fitness coach or something along those lines. So as soon as I finished at 18, I started learning to on a personal training course. I went on to that, and a few months later I had my first job within a gym, and I've pretty much been doing that ever since. So I've been very fortunate to stay in the same industry. There was a year or so after COVID where I was working as a tree surgeon, because I was assuming it was going to be our new normal, then we would need jobs outside. And obviously, as soon as my vision started to deteriorate, it made sense not to be doing anything that was going to be physical like tree surgery. And I had the opportunity with having a bit of space alongside our house to build a purpose-built space, initially for me to train. And then once I kind of settled into it a little bit, I was thinking, well, I could also get members of the public to come in and train with me and hopefully inspire those guys a little bit to keep active. And it also was going to help my mental well-being if I had a greater purpose.
So in your gym, have you done, you know, certain things to make things more accessible for people with sight loss?
Everything in my gym is dead simple, to be honest. So there's not any real equipment where you need to be pressing buttons. Lots of it is easily manageable. It's all very bright and lit up, so it's easy for me to find my way around. There's nothing really on the floor to trip over or anything like that. So yeah, if I've got anybody with additional needs that comes in, then they also find it very easy to train with me. It's all been very, very positive. I've been very fortunate. And I think because I have been in the industry for such a long time, I'm quite relatable for people. And I think they find a little bit of inspiration in the fact of what I'm doing and still managing to achieve. So it's quite inspiring for those guys, but it's also very rewarding for me being able to work with a vast spectrum of people and just helping them on their fitness journey.
If you had a piece of advice for people who, you know, maybe at the start point of their sight loss journey and not really sure what to do, where to start, what would you say to them?
Honesty is the key. You know something's wrong. Other people aren't going to know unless you tell them. So it's putting yourself in a place of, initially it's going to feel uncomfortable seeking help, but there's help out there and people are willing to help and people want to help. So get yourself out there, talk to people, whether it be the ECLO team, whether it be your local optician, whether it's your mum and dad, whether it's your friends, whoever it is, discuss it with them. Because I think although it's incredibly scary for having any of these conditions, whether it be sight loss or anything else, ultimately we know as individuals that there's something not quite right. So it's all about seeking that help.
Excellent. Mark Long, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.